Good evening, folks, and welcome to episode 86 of Hinky Dinky Time Radio, coming to you live on Thursday, March 24th, 2011. Live from the first Thursday of spring. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Michael, and I'll be your host for the next 60 minutes, as I am each Thursday evening at 8:30 Central Time, weather and authorities permitting. For those of you planning to tune in late, there will be a rebroadcast of tonight's show immediately following the live program.
Put savings in your shopping cart
at Hinky Dinky Supermart. 'Cause every day's a special day. Every day's a special day. Every day's a special day at Hinky Dinky.
Where else?
Well, thanks everybody for tuning in to Hinky Dinky Time Radio on this fine, thundering Thursday evening. Hope you're going to stick with me for the whole ride tonight. If you're not here yet, I'm sorry, I can't wait for you. You'll just have to get here when you do and stick around for the rebroadcast. It's spring break where I work. It's a morgue, and I like it that way. I figure a lot of the people that aren't where they're supposed to be are probably down in places like South Padre Island or Lake of the Ozarks or Daytona Beach. This is Daytona Demon from 1973 by Susie Quattro.
Right here.
That was Susie Quattro from 1973 and Daytona Demon. A couple weeks ago, started a new feature here on Hinky Dinky Time Radio and forgot all about it 1 week ago. Of course, that's the infirmity of the week. Of course, 2 weeks ago, the infirmity of the week that I neglected to mention, in case you're keeping a scorecard, was neck spasms. That's right, write that down, neck spasms. And this week's infirmity of the week, for those of you keeping track, was food poisoning. So now you're up to date with Hinky Dinky Time Radio's infirmity of the week. And let's see, what do we got to do here? We got to take care of some business, got sponsors. No, we'll put that off. We'll put that off just a little bit longer. It is the first Thursday of spring 2011. We're going to celebrate that this evening, whether we like it or not. It's a duty. Duty, duty. Let's hear the Yellow Balloon from 1967. This band featured Don Grady, better known as one of the Douglas brothers on My Three Sons, the oldest. Well, not the oldest brother. The oldest brother after they killed off Mike. Can you tell me who that was? Sure you can. This is Springtime Girl.
Just one Schlitz, yeah, yeah, nothing else comes near. When you're out of Schlitz, you're out of beer. If you like it light with a big taste too, there's only one brew that will do. When you're out of Schlitz, you're out of beer. Real gusto in the great light beer, Schlitz.
Yeah. From 1961, continuing with our springtime celebration, this is Little Willie John. And I've got spring fever.
Every year when spring rolls around, my lonely heart falls to the ground.
Oh, yeah.
I'm glad I found a little girl like you. And I've got spring fever in love with you. Your stopping sounds are really make me flip. I looked at you and the love was bit. Spring fever in love with you. We'll have a ball when the school is through. I've got a million things that we can do. At the beach we'll have a real good time. I'll show you off 'cause you're mine, 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 mine.
That's what I've got, the whole year through, Spring Fever. That's Whittle Lily John from 1961. We've got some passings that we need to commemorate this week. Of course, the big one is Ms. Elizabeth Taylor has thundered off this mortal coil. And while she wasn't a singer, I thought this might be appropriate. From his 1980 American Boy album, it's strange, he was Canadian, Levon Helm and Violet Eyes. Violet Eyes, she has passed away. What can I tell you? It's been an Elvis Costello kind of week around the Hinky Dinky Time studios. Been gathering some music that I did not have at my fingertips and chose to acquire and did. And as such, we're going to listen to a track from Tony Bennett's Duets album from 2006, which is just about as recent as we get around here. This is Tony with Elvis singing a song that some people might recognize as a Rory Radio staple. Are you having any fun?
Hey, fella, with a million smackers and nervous indigestion.
Rich fella eating milk and crackers. I'll ask you one question, you silly so-and-so.
With all your dough, are you having any fun? What you getting out of living? What good is what you've got if you're not having any fun?
Are you having any laugh? Are you getting any loving? If other people do so, can you have a little fun?
After the honey's in the comb, little bees go out and play.
Even the old gray man down home's gotta have hay.
Hey, better have some fun. You ain't gonna live forever. Before you're old and gray, it's still okay. Have your little fun, son. Have your little fun. Go!
And butts.
You know, the squirrels save and save.
And what do they got? Nuts!
Better have some fun. You ain't gonna live forever.
Before you're old and gray, still okay.
Have your little fun, son.
I was watching part of a documentary the other night. Very interesting. It's not available to the general public, but if you're me, that's not a problem. It was a documentary about the Wrecking Crew, which is the offhand and casual name given to a loose conglomeration of Los Angeles studio musicians in the 1960s and early 70s that pretty much played on, I don't know, every song you ever heard. And they were interviewing some pretty interesting people. One of them was Nancy Sinatra. They worked on her records. They worked on her father's records. And I don't know why I'm drawing a line from that to this, but together they recorded a song called Something Stupid that these folks played on. But I'm not going to play that. I'm going to play Carson and Gayle's original version of Something Stupid from 1967.
I know I stand in line until you think you have the time to spend an evening with me. And if we go someplace to dance, I know that there's a chance you won't be leaving with me. Then afterwards we drop into a quiet little place and have a drink or two. And then I go and spoil it all by saying something stupid like I love you. I can see it in your eyes that you despise the same old lines you heard the night before. And though it's just a line to you, for me it's true and never seemed so right before. I practice every day to find some clever line things to say to make the meaning come through. But then I think I'll wait until the evening gets late and I'm alone with you. The time is right, your perfume fills my head, the stars get red, and oh, the night is so blue. And then I go and spoil it all by saying something stupid like I love you. I love you. I love you.
Carson and Gayle from 1967, and Something Stupid from 1963. This is the intimate Miss June Christie. Spring is here.
Once there was a thing called spring, when the world was writing verses like yours and mine. All the lads and girls would sing when we sat at little tables and drank May wine. Now April, May, and June are sadly out of tune. Life has stuck the pin in the balloon. Spring. Why doesn't my heart go dancing? Spring is here. Why isn't the waltz entrancing? No desire, no ambition leads me. Maybe it's because nobody needs me. Why doesn't the breeze delight me? Stars appear. Why doesn't the night invite me? Maybe it's because nobody loves me. Spring is here. Yes, spring is here. They say that spring is here.
I hear.
That's the T-Bones. And something they called No Matter What Shape Your Stomach Is In. Legend has it that the T-Bones went on to become a popular group named Hamilton, Joe, Frank, and Reynolds, and that's not exactly true. The T-Bones was actually members of the Wrecking Crew. I'm not exactly sure who played on that track. The Wrecking Crew included people like Tommy Tedesco and Hal Blaine and Carole Kaye. That was originally an Alka-Seltzer commercial that they heard and thought had potential as an instrumental, and they were right. It sold very well. When it came time to tour in support of the hit record, as was often the case in those days, they had to recruit musicians that could go out and look nice in their shiny tight suits and present themselves as the T-Bones. And those guys did, in fact, become Hamilton, Joe, Frank, and Reynolds, but no member of Hamilton, Joe, Frank, and Reynolds played on that record. Isn't that fascinating? Gosh, that brings us right close to the top of the hour, and it is spring, finally.
I don't care if I never get back. Let me run for the whole. Even if they don't think it's a shame. For it's 1, 2, 3, strike, you're out of the old ball game.
Well, the Cubs are inching ever closer to the 25-man roster they will break camp with. Opening day is a week from tomorrow. They're down to 31 players. There will be a few more cuts tomorrow, no doubt. And we're getting closer and closer to real baseball. The Cubs defeated the much-despised Chicago White Sox by a score of 8-7 today at Hohokam Park in Mesa, Arizona. It was a 2 o'clock start locally in Mesa, an hour later than normal in the spring, because the game was nationally televised. And the more people that can see the Cubs beat the White Sox, the better. Of course, next Thursday we will be at Major League Baseball's opening day, although the Cubs don't play until the following day. So I expect an audience of absolutely no one, because everybody will be watching Major League Baseball on television that night. And the three of you who won't be will probably be watching NCAA basketball. And I forgive you, because you just can't help it. And that's this week's Chicago Cubs Baseball Report. So, what you may well ask was the number 40 song in the greater Chicago area 40 years ago this week, Michael. And I'll tell you, it was this by the Jackson 5, which ultimately went quite a bit higher on the charts, but that week it was number 40. Never Can Say Goodbye.
Thank you. another exciting episode in the life of the most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known. The Midland City Civic Center, where there convenes in a secret closed-door session the powerful Midland City Crime Commission, known as MAC.
Mothers Against Crime will now come to order. Mothers, we have called this special meeting to consider the alarming increase of crime on weekends.
Yes, crime on weekends.
Will the recording secretary please call Chicken Man?
Here, Chicken Man! Here, Chicken Man!
Hello there.
Listen, how come since you've been around there's more crime on weekends?
Well, that can mean only one of four only things. One, crime is a lot more fun on weekends. Two, criminals like to have fun like everybody else. Two.
Three.
Yes, three. I don't know what I'm talking about. And five?
Four,
I mean. I don't know how to count.
Question from the floor.
Yes.
Do you use any special crime-fighting weapons?
Yes, I do.
For example?
For example, I have a Gestunkener ray gun.
What's a Gestunkener ray gun?
It shoots intoxicating Gestunkener rays. This is it here.
Gestunkener rays?
Yes, they are discharged from this end here. When I pull the trigger, like...
Hey!
I'm sorry, I didn't realize it.
Oh, I feel great. I feel really...
Gestunk?
Gestunked.
Yes, you are.
Hey, gestunk me too. Let's have one here, Chicken Man. I'm next. Third row back.
I would like to be gestunked too.
Come on. Hello.
Yeah, feel you?
This is going to be one of the best Mothers Against Crime meetings we ever had.
Yeah.
Well, holy hangover. Will the Civic Center be repaired in time for the big plumbing and health food show? More further over in the second place, will the Mothers Against Crime remember, if you're gestunked, don't drive out crime. If you drive out crime, don't get gestunked. Be listening tomorrow for another exciting episode in the life of the most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known.
Chicken Man!
He's everywhere! He's everywhere!
I think if you spend over $100 at Whole Foods this week, you can get two free tickets to the Plumbing and Health Food Show if you're looking for something to do this weekend. That was Chicken Man. And we have another passing to pass along on the 21st, which would be, what, Monday? We lost the great Pine Top Perkins at the age of 97. He was the longtime piano player in the Muddy Waters Band. And from, I think, 1993? I don't think that's correct. We'll go with it anyway. This is Pine Top doing Chicago Stomp.
Thank you.
That was Pinetop Perkins from Sometime in the Past, because he's no longer with us, and Chicago Stomp. Geez. While we are still in a bluesy sort of frame of mind, from 1964, this is a duo from the islands that went by the name The Blues Busters, and their single, How Sweet It Is.
Yeah! I wonder if you people really understand how sweet it is to be in love. Are you ready, Lord?
Yes, Philip.
There was a time when I would sit and say that I'll never fall in love again.
Now I know.
Darling, now I know.
Yes, I know.
Sweet it is. We're going to try to spin a little vinyl right now. If you're watching on camera, this is what we're going to hear. It's off of Utopia's Swing to the Right album. It's a little thing they called Lysistrata. In theory, we're not hearing it. Let's try this. We'll just fade it in.
Lysistrata.
Make me feel like a big, strong man. You say you don't care about me.
No, it's not Liz Estrada. It's Lysistrata. Do you know that Greek myth? Lysistrata would not make love to her husband if the menfolk went to war. And in fact, she talked all of the women into adhering to that policy. And they put an end to war by withholding their favors from those would-be soldiers. Heck of an idea, don't you think? Wow. Let's see, what do we want to hear? What do you want to hear? Are you listening? This is from my brother. He asked to hear this. This is from, 1967, off of Metamorphosis. This is the Rolling Stones, and a song called Jiving Sister Fanny. I misspoke. That was from 1969, recorded for the Let It Bleed sessions. Although not included on that album, it was released in 1975 on the Metamorphosis compilation, and that features Mick Taylor on lead guitar. That was the first record that Mick worked on with the Stones, while Brian Jones was in the process of kicking off this mortal coil. We had another person kick off this mortal coil on Monday besides Pine Top Perkins. It was, ironically or strangely, Miss Lolita Holloway, who appeared on Hinky Dinky Time Radio for the very first time just 2 weeks ago tonight. You might recall we played a song by Lolita called Cry to Me. She passed away on Monday at the age of 64. And from 1973, this is her recording, Mother of Shame. Lolita Holloway from 1973, Mother of Shame. For no particular reason at all, this is the quintet of the Hot Club of France featuring Django Reinhardt and Stefan Grappelli. On this recording, also featuring Larry Adler on the harmonica and their version of I Got Rhythm. Thank you. from 1928, the Hot Club of France with Larry Adler. I've got rhythm. I don't actually hear Mr. Grappelli on that song. I didn't hear any violin, did you? I did not. Well, we're going to wrap things up shortly here on Hinky Dinky Time Radio. Thanks very much for joining me this evening. We have not heard much from Mr. Harry Nilsson lately on the program. We usually hear from him frequently. We're going to catch up with Harry right now. From 1977, this is All I Think About Is You.
Stand an hour knocking, knowing that my heart is mocking me. She doesn't live here anymore. Whoa. How can I run away from darkness at the close of day when all I think about is you? Not knowing where I'm going, what am I to do? When all I think about is you. I don't know why I bother, what else can I do? When all I think about is you.
Harry Nilsson making the most of his talents even after he had pretty well wrecked his pipes. That was from 1977. Thanks very much for joining me this week for the show. There will be a rebroadcast as soon as I can fire it up And I'll meet you right back here next week. Good night, everybody. Or, good night, everybody. It's always something. Wow. We've got a damaged file.
It was on a sweet.
Well, we almost Thursday, made it through tonight, didn't we?
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, all had passed. Came the day I'd waited for at last, and you were there with love to spare. It a sweet Thursday, not like any other day I'd known, giving me a dream to call my own, a dream that you are sharing too. People meet by some design, prearranged by laws divine, yet who is there who can define just what mystic fate combined to make you?